European Union states remain divided today over proposals put forward at the World Trade Organization to unblock a global trade deal. Lydia O'Kane has more.
After a week of stalemated negotiations on the Doha round of talks, some World Trade Organization members still remain unsatisfied. The main goal of the talks taking place in Geneva is to modify agricultural and non-agricultural markets. Agreeing on a new trade deal will determine the scale of reductions in tariffs on thousands of industrial and agricultural products and future levels of farm subsidies in the WTO's member countries.
The big question is how far different members of the World Trade Organization, different countries, are going to open up their markets to other WTO members, and how much, in particular, rich countries are prepared to cut the subsidies that they give to their farmers.
Claire Melamed is the policy coordinator for ActionAid UK. She says that a new trade deal will be detrimental to developing countries.
Over the long term, it would certainly stop governments from doing the kind of things that they need to do to get agriculture going again in those countries, and the sort of things that they need to do to provide a long-term solution to poverty and hunger, yes.
WTO chief Pascal Lamy attempted to break the deadlock on Friday by proposing compromises. But many EU states are concerned that they will have to slash subsidies to politically powerful farmers without receiving enough access to developing markets for manufactured goods and services. I'm Lydia O'Kane.